At age 5, she told her parents that a beagle was speaking her name. Puzzled, they listened closer and discovered it was. Now she's 20, and more people are talking about this unpredictable, tenacious, refreshingly unscripted soccer player. Make way for Rose Lavelle. Hi, this is Jonathan Coleman, and I'm going to read a little bit from this piece, which is in the June issue of Cincinnati Magazine. There are four lakes that surround Madison, Wisconsin, the state capital and home to its flagship university. Two of them are spacious, but only one, Lake Monona, is well known, imbued for those of a certain generation with a lingering sadness. Otis Redding's Beechcraft 18H went down in Monona's icy waters in December 1967 as the soul singer was flying in for a concert at the factory. He was young, only 26, but his death coming 1 month after he recorded what is generally considered his greatest song meant there would be no more bays for him to sit on the docks of. The other lake is Lake Mendota, and close to its shores is the McClyman Track Soccer Complex, where on the first Friday evening of October last year, with the wind whipping and wagging its ferocious tail, I took my seat in a small sea of badger red for a women's soccer match between Wisconsin and Ohio State. Two young boys, around 9 or 10, 11 tops, were huddled together, and one of them was intent on pointing something out to the other. "Hey, you see number 3 out there for the Badgers?" he said in his flat Midwestern voice. "That's Rose. You gotta respect her. She represents the country." Madison may have four lakes, but it only has one Rose Lavelle. She and the quirky, offbeat, Chipotle-driven world she inhabits and broadcasts via Twitter and Instagram, in which she gets easily perturbed, but not defeated, no, never defeated, by life's small injustices. What do you call a hotel without free Wi-Fi? Annoying. You call it annoying. Heaps praise on service dogs for their nobility, and does a raucous job of relentlessly stirring up anyone and everyone in her orbit. She was the reason I was in town that autumn weekend. Rose, who grew up in Cincinnati, is an unabashed calling card for her hometown. A proud graduate of Mount Notre Dame, class of 2013, an all-girls Catholic school that Donnellans, 24 in all from her mother's side, have attended for years. She obsesses about her English bulldog, Wilma, who answers to about 50 other names of Rose's creation, including Wilma Jean Wrinkles and Stromboli. Rose claims that Wilma is her best friend. So close, they make the same upside-down U facial expression and even finish each other's sandwiches. They both love shoes for different reasons, and apple slices, and Wilma appears happy to wear whatever outfit, a handsome black sweater from Joseph A. Bank, or a frilly pink dress Rose and her sister Mary pick out. Rose has done her best to catapult Wilma to early celebrity. She has been mentioned on the Big Ten Network and has appeared on the Badgers Athletics website. Rose laughs, perhaps inappropriately at times, at the daily mishaps of others. "I am one of those people who fall down a lot," her roommate Megan confides, and Rose, for some reason, finds it hilarious each and every time. Though no one, it seems, stays miffed at her for long. For someone who puts an extraordinary amount of pressure on herself, this is how she lets off steam. She comes by her occupation as a prankster honestly. Her mother and father have been jumping out of the shadows and from behind doorways for as long as she and her siblings can remember. She's a sprightly free spirit who embraces life and is willing to do whatever she can or has to make sure you do too, provided your skin is not too thin. The third of four children of Marty and Janet Lavelle, a profoundly married couple who are low-key and yet can become highly excitable, and who have passed their love of the Natty and Skyline Chili and Grater's and Montgomery Inn, the original, on to their children. Rose is, in the view of many, a rising star in the world of American soccer.